Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It's a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me is Kyle Wallace. Packer backer, say something, Kyle.
Hey, what's happening?
Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. What's going on?
I'm telling you right now.
You guys are the Blues Brothers.
This is the
great. Oh,
we are.
Wow.
Look at us.
The Blues.
Look
at us.
Show everybody.
And you've got kind of like a steel blue look going on, too.
You missed the memo.
But real quick, KBN Nation, greatest here, Brad, out of all time coming at 315. That is not an oversell.
Oh, wow.
That is not an oversell.
Strofe, I think the boss has something to address with you. Alex Strofe.
Strofe, you want to switch seats for me real quick?
Actually, yes, Strofe.
Here, you come here.
Yeah, we need you.
He needs to
we
talk
need you
to you in person.
In this room.
Because remember, you was acting acting a little bit of a fool. So I guess
so
Greg
joining us in the
Wait,
room.
He's acting like a fool. What
is
happened?
Market manager Greg Scalzo. This is Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. Please get to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Don't worry, Strofe, you can take your time getting the camera set up. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line where Liz is more. And again, I implore you to go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
This must be a big deal.
Can I get a tease on the Hear Brad out? Just one word.
No,
a one-word tease.
You don't do that. All right. You got to tune
we
in 315.
Yeah, you got to tune in.
Well, I don't know. A tease might help people tune in.
Greg,
you're not going to want to miss it.
All right.
Alex Strofe has now joined us in the Gruber Lofts as One Call That's All Studios. And a great philosopher
you're deaf.
Once told me that one of the most important traits in human existence is self-awareness.
Yeah, yeah. That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Do you have anything going on in your life that might need to be addressed?
Look at those eyes.
I mean, they look good with the blue sweatshirt, right?
They do, actually. It's a nice hoodie that you wore today. Well done.
Thank you. Do I have anything going on that I need to address?
About self-awareness.
I'm uncertain what we're referring to now.
I had 10 people come up to me.
10?
To tell me that I needed to be the one to tell you something. Greg, has anything happened for you today?
Yeah, I want to more address the team. I made sure that the KBN right now is playing over the loudspeaker here at the Good Karma Brands Milwaukee offices.
What did I do?
But yes, I'm a part of about 7 different group chats right now that are discussing Alex Strofe. And I feel like you want to break the news to him, and then I want to address our team at large.
What the hell happened to your hair?
What do you mean? I got a haircut.
Yeah, the front is fine, but you look like Lloyd Christmas in the back.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Strofe, I need you to turn around and show everybody.
Oh, is it bad?
Turn around.
I can't see the back.
Right there. Just stay still. Oh, my God. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Right. Did I get shredded?
You got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
So, okay, so here's the situation, guys.
Go ahead, let him know, Strofe.
Okay, so I have been seeing, since I moved to Milwaukee, my normal haircut lady. I'll keep her name anonymous. She's in prison right now. As far as I'm aware, she's been
do a visit and get your hair cut there.
Oh no,
that's how bad it
and
is.
Nobody told me.
Well, so I want to address the team who's listening right now that we like, you got to stop texting me and making fun of Alex Strofe and talking behind his
back.
Yeah,
that's really rude.
And it's been happening consistently throughout the day. We're like, it's like out of a movie where like you walk by and people are like pointing and snickering and talking to each other and texting one another. And I boycotted this show. I'm breaking the boycott because like that's not who we are as a team.
Yeah,
we support one another.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of each other for appearances, even when the haircut is as bad as what Alex Strofe
was. Was it worse than in mine.
From a couple months ago?
From Scalzo and Brust when I had like the halfway through my head cut.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
and like it is.
And so I know what you're feeling.
So hold on. I
unbecoming
want to continue
as
the story.
A team so, for us to be you know, I know it's honest because it is that bad, but it's just not
saw,
what we do as
it's a, it's an older a distraction. Woman. I saw everybody. An older woman yesterday. It was the first time she's cut my hair. Her fingers smelled like cigarettes, which to me usually is a sign of I can trust this person.
Yeah, but I'd worry more about the cataracts that she clearly had because she couldn't see what she did to the back of your head.
I'm now, amazed
or if she's
she
got the
you,
shakes.
I'm amazed she let you get off the chair.
Now, she
amazed.
Did it. I should have noticed this, but I was tired as the end of the day. I got my hair cut after work yesterday, and I probably should have known something was wrong when she didn't put a mirror to the back of my head.
Ah.
And typically they do the mirror thing. They show you the back of your head. And I she didn't do that. And she said, how's it look? And I said, well, from what I can see, it looks good. It's the back of my head, which obviously
it's
I do not
front
advise.
The doesn't
it.
Look great to begin with either.
No, it's
like
not.
It's different than my normal woman would do. And I showed Kyle this morning.
In fact. Well,
even the
man.
Side, yeah. even the side, like there's just.
So what do I do? My girlfriend's sister gets married on Saturday.
Oh,
oh
no!
My God!
That's why
you
I haven't
get
a haircut.
You're going to get another haircut.
Yes.
Can they fix that?
Kyle, you're a culprit because you told me that you didn't have the heart
I
to tell him. You
listen.
Noticed.
So he walked in this morning. I was working in a production room when I got here about, I don't know, what was that, around 9:30. And Kyle said, oh, look at you with your haircut. Not as good as your other lady, but it looks good.
I said that, and then as we were having a conversation, I started asking you questions about, like, well, yeah, so how did you, like, what's going on with your lady, and who is this new lady?
Yeah,
and, what did I tell you when you told me about this lady who smokes cigarettes? I said what?
You did make comments about her eyes.
I had the shaking hair. I said, I don't know. She's been cutting hair for 38 years, you told me. That's a shaking hair.
38 years?
Yeah,
that puts her well into her 60s.
Yeah, and so I was looking at your head, Stroh, when I was walking out, and I said, ooh,
okay,
goodness
so, okay,
gracious,
now,
I can't tell him.
Now that we've gotten to the ambush, we need to fix the
There's
problem.
No
My
ambush.
Girlfriend is, hold on. My girlfriend is out of town. She's on an airplane right
oh,
now. She
so
gets
that's
home
tonight. Why she didn't tell you.
She hasn't seen it
no
yet.
No accountability
so
partner.
So I pick her up from the airport at about 7 o'clock tonight. What the hell do we do? Do we call somebody to come give me a haircut while I produce the show? Do I go get a haircut during the show?
If you're part of our sales team right now, this is a great opportunity to you know, call and to
Groom
talk to
men or...
some of the barbers or
I'm
the
actually
salon
incredibly
folks.
Disappointed in everybody,
so,
including you, Greg.
So can I
because this is an ambush rather than pulling me aside and saying, buddy, go get this fixed before you go on a camera to the most wildly popular afternoon radio show in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, no, that's also why we didn't tell you.
I mean, I wanted to address the team because the jokes were really funny behind your back.
What
like
was the
gifts.
One?
I don't even feel comfortable sharing it on the air right now. But I don't think that it was the appropriate move for the team to do. Somebody should have grabbed you and told you. It should have been addressed directly. And that's why I wanted to get involved here.
I thought I was getting fired. I'm not going to lie to you.
A public firing?
I watched Greg walk into World War
One. That is how this ends, by the way. But not today. Back.
I'd also like to point out, Stroh, that I think you need to... because I was going to say something, but then I realized I couldn't do that for the betterment of the show.
Yeah,
but absolutely. The fact that your friends closest to you came to me today in the office dead serious and said, there's about 4, 5, 6 of us that think that you should be the one to deliver the news about your haircut, that to me tells me that you need better friends that tell you when something is wrong.
I'm not your friend, so don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I actually...
Like one side's got the thing coming down here, the other side doesn't.
I give credit to those people.
Why?
Because you're the right person to break this to me.
No.
If there's anybody that knows horrible haircuts, it's you.
You'd prefer Ben to break this to you as opposed to someone that's going to give
person,
it maybe a little more delicately?
He is
or
the person
like,
that I know that has had the worst haircuts consistently. So
I
he's like an excellent
that's
subject
a bad
matter.
One.
I understand
Which
that.
You also got a haircut recently, I think.
Yeah,
anyway,
you can try
it's
and
a good looking haircut.
Try
yeah,
you can try and make it about me right now, but that hat is going to live forever.
I need a recommendation.
I
gave that woman a $10 tip.
Oh my gosh, she stole
I would go back. I would go back there
and say,
demand
use that $10 towards the back of
nah,
my.
It's
I
too
think
late.
It's,
she bought a new pack of Marlboros or whatever cigarette.
I think that no matter what, like if you go into anywhere that cuts hair and you just are like, look at me, can you fix this? They're not even gonna charge you. That's gonna be like a charity
yeah,
situation where it'll be like, we're doing this
okay,
out of the goodness
the
of
issue.
Our heart.
I still can't see my hair.
Yeah, until this segment ends, you can't go.
Do we have a mirror? that I can like use.
So it was Madison Hayes 24.
You can go back to me.
I know.
Go back on the YouTube
but,
stream.
Like, you guys have to have a relationship where you can be honest
Talk
with each other.
Talk to her about that.
No,
not me.
You need to. I'm not.
Oh my goodness, kids, calm down.
This is the problem.
Yeah, you gotta really figure
it out. I'm not the one.
Here, hold
who
on.
Who didn't say you have a bad haircut? Yes, you're right. This is an indication of how poor my friends are.
Yes.
We're losing
here.
Them.
There you go. This is one of the group texts I got with a picture.
Somebody took a picture. I can't.
Yeah, yes, multiple people took a picture.
Can I turn the brightness up on this? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
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 On it's YouTube, like it's pretty
uneven.
Bad, too.
It's not good.
It's like literally a 90s bowl cut type situation where there's a bowl.
You're Lloyd Christmas.
A ledge.
Yeah,
yep. This is bad.
It's bad.
Can you go? Can you give
it's
us?
It's bad, brother.
It's so bad that even just pulling you aside is not enough.
Public humiliation
yes,
is the right.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
How do you feel now that you see what is on your head?
Well,
currently?
A little pissed off, a little humiliated, and more pissed off. There's multiple levels of anger happening here. Let me break it down to you. The number one level of anger is. People saw this before I came into work today, right? Like, the people you just talked to, I came back to the office last night. Everybody was gone except Madison Hayes, 24. She
oh,
saw
wow.
the haircut
she sat
fresh,
on that for a
fresh
long
after
time.
The haircut, right? And then I
well
got a cocktail
done.
After work, after I finished my work last night. I met another friend out who had a great haircut, by the way, who probably was a part of this mission that you mentioned, who also works here. So there's a level of people didn't tell me this ahead of time. The secondary level is, when I get a haircut, typically I don't have events coming up. Things I need to look good for. Pictures I'm going to be in, say. I have a wedding in 3 days I'm attending. That is my girlfriend, one of her two sisters.
Well, hopefully I don't take whew. A back of picture of the back of the head.
This is a Lloyd Christmas, by the
I
way.
I understand the reference.
Yeah. You did
believe it
at
or
first.
Not.
Yes, I did. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, he's you, bad
I've,
movie
seen, I've seen
yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
So.
You literally said, I don't know who Lloyd Christmas
yeah, is. He said that at the beginning of the segment. You said, I don't know
I think
who that
you were
is.
So flustered.
I think I was
your,
just so flustered. I don't remember what I said. I legitimately thought I was getting fired. Strope, this is better than that.
He's doing the thing now where now he's seeing the picture and he's talking at a frantic
Strope,
pace.
Are you going to contact this lady and say, hey, you
no,
messed
I'm
me up?
No, you don't go back
you
to the
You need
lady.
To give a one-star no, review.
No, you need to ask for a refund.
No, you don't. You never go back to that place ever again.
Yeah,
that place
it.
Is done
until,
for
until
you.
My woman's out of jail, then I'm never
How long is she in
you
jail
You need to
for?
Send this woman to jail.
So, Kyle, was that you or was that Will Summers, our
well,
teammate?
It was me. You went through the count.
Yeah, so
that's how
I,
bad
I went to the
was.
Website.
I need to see. When's she coming back, Strobe?
I said, yeah, when's she coming back, I wonder. She has no dates available through the month of April, which is as far
oh,
as you can go.
Oh, wow. I just think that you just find a
cutting
new place to get your hair cut.
Yeah, Strobe.
Yeah, you got somebody who's in prison. You have another 60-something-year-old that botched your head as bad as I've ever seen.
Yeah, where do you find these?
Just find a
Same
new place.
Place
to go. That's what I'm saying. Like I know you like the woman that went to prison, but you're 0 for 2 right now. Right? The best ability is availability. Her availability doesn't exist. And guess what? The greatest indicator of if someone is going to go to prison is if they've been in prison. So you can't trust her availability. You can't trust her availability long term. You need to find somebody new.
Josh DiMaggio, I'd like for you to chime in because you had to sit on this during Mr. Irrelevant on YouTube, biting your tongue, not being
well
able
done.
To
you know
roast.
What? Can we give him a round of
applause? Yeah. Yeah. That's
how
straight.
How hard was it for you not
that
to
is
destroy
I did
him.
Notice, though, he didn't make a lot of eye contact with me.
I'd be hard to.
That was all intentional pat on the back to me. I tried to avoid direct eye contact because I knew my eyes were going to go from his eyes to the side of his head where you can start to see it peek out.
Yeah.
The degree that, and it's hard to see on the stream, it's not even. The shelf is there, but the lower part is like, it has undulations, it gets thinner. Yes.
There's two different lengths on like the bottom of your head. They didn't blend the top or the middle.
This haircut has consumed my day.
The whole office got nothing
And it's
done.
Even uneven on the very bottom.
Yes!
It's a slant, and it looks like she accidentally pulled the clippers up a little bit at one point.
Yes!
How are you going to function for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes?
I'll be fine, but my night is ruined now. So my girlfriend's been out of town since Friday, so the apartment's a disaster. I was playing. I was. Yeah, my head is also a disaster. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that. We talked about on Mr. Irrelevant today how my love language is words of affirmation. Kyle not helping.
No.
I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm not going back there.
Don't worry about your apartment. Find somebody.
No,
to
no, no, no.
That's but more important.
What's the saying? Happy wife, happy life. If she comes home and sees the apartment.
Alex,
if she comes home
not,
and sees this haircut,
I know you're being serious when you call me Alex.
You have her sister's wedding on Saturday. If you say, hey, look, Just send her this segment. Send her that picture and say, I would have cleaned the apartment, but I was dealing with this. I'll clean it when I get home. I'm sorry. This is more important. She's going to agree with
cleaning you. The apartment is fixable.
Correct.
We're not sure this is fixable. So you got to fix it before doubt creeps in.
Here's how we're going to handle this. Because you lead this ship known as Good Karma Brands Milwaukee. Yes?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
So yes. Bad.
I don't know where you're going with this, but yes.
I've heard now claims that the entire office is witnessing this. Secondly, that nothing got done today. What's going to happen is you're going to pay for my haircut tonight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know it was going that
Trying
direction.
Trying to strong arm.
I don't think
you're
you need
in a position
to.
Of power.
All you do is you go in and you say, look at what happened.
No.
Please, out of the grace of God, out of your generosity.
Before an HR complaint is filed about how the entire office talked to you behind my back, you were going to pay for my haircut tonight.
I actually think the
HR would be on Greg's side.
Yes, the HR complaint is what you did to your head was such a distraction to the office.
This is like a wardrobe malfunction. On
Correct.
Strokes tried to turn this on you with a threat, blackmail you. Pay for my cut or I'm going to HR.
You're not going to win this battle. I guarantee you can try. Like, you can go into the majority of good barbershops here and say, can you believe what happened to me? I have a wedding on Saturday. Please help me.
It's that bad?
Yeah. Yes. And they'll just say, great. Sit down. I've got fit. You know, it's not going to take a full hour.
Strofe, I'm going to tell
you.
So
can I leave?
No, you can't leave the show.
I already did that for Doug Gottlieb.
Strofe, I was walking behind you going down the stairs and you were singing and being all happy, you know, joy. And I was just laughing behind you.
Now that you say that, right when the show started, you looked at me.
Like, is that on the side of the
thing? And you said, you look happy today.
I said, yeah.
Because you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming. You should have known. Strofe, how many times have I ever asked you, how do you schedule? When is your woman coming back? The woman's hand was probably shaky. Oh, you couldn't find a better. You should have known there were signs that I just didn't have the guts to tell you. The haircut looked messed up from the back and the front. The front was the dead giveaway. I said, what in the hell going on? I could tell you were uncomfortable with the front. Brother, once you see this back for real, you ain't gonna
The pictures don't even do it justice. Yeah. Wait till you yourself look in the mirror.
But hey.
Hey, buddy, it's not your fault.
It's not.
It's not your
fault.
You're
a victim.
It's okay.
You're a victim.
You were taken advantage of by a 6-year-old lady.
You tried to do the right thing.
Phrasing.
You went and you got a haircut at the right time leading into a wedding. You did all of the right things.
No, it's his fault because he showed me when you go online to book it, you can see the face of the person, can't you? And the name of the person?
Just the name.
Okay. And when you got
it Mildred?
It had to be.
Right ballpark.
And then when you saw she was 60, you didn't hesitate to say, them hands is probably a little shaky. She may have arthritis or something shaky.
No, we've all been in that spot where at some point you have to trust somebody. And it's his old person went to jail. So now he's got to find somebody new. That first haircut with a new, that's a tough one.
Stressful.
It's a risky move. Now, dare I ask how much you pay for a haircut? Because that's an indicator of the expectation of the quality haircut you're going
to
receive.
I think it was prior to tip, I think it was $38.
Okay, so you should have received a solid haircut.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah. So I don't think this is your
mine's,
fault.
Mine
it's not a discount.
Before tip. So you paid $2 less
than
me to get
back. You got butchered. It was old-fashioned butchering. That's it. That's all that happened.
All right, we'll give you a second, and then when we come back, I'll read all of the nice comments in the Carbless Talking text line.
Him not okay. Him
he shouldn't be.
He's not
Thank you, Greg. Make sure that this is all clear and everyone can go back
to
work.
Please, team, stop talking about Alex behind his back. Any jokes you want to make, please make. To his face directly.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll be back with more as Strofe contemplates life next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
A way to kick off the holiday season.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. I almost don't want the break screen to change. I just want Strofe's haircut. For anybody who joins on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, I see the puppy dog eyes, the looking down, my girlfriend's coming back after being gone for 5 days. The apartment's a disaster. I have a wedding on Saturday. I don't know if we're going to get anything at all from Alex Strofe today. I'm Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
You still happy, kid? You still in a good mood?
Has the shock left yet?
No, I mean,
yeah, there you go.
It shouldn't. DP chimes in. Doesn't Josh's girlfriend cut hair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's your co-host on Mr. Relevant.
Yeah, Solution.
Strofe got in the fight with a weed whacker, and the weed whacker won.
That's not nice.
And the car was talking text
that's
line.
That's not nice.
Only solution is to shave your head.
Oh, we've been there. We've been there.
You actually shaved your head.
You looked pretty good.
I can't do that, though. I got a wedding.
How did Strophy leave the bar without saying what the bleep? Well, because he said he didn't have a mirror showing the back of his head.
She did that on purpose. She's
an old savvy bitch.
She already knew. She knows when she messes up a haircut.
For anyone listening right now that is not able to get to YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, we did film a video in the break, a up-close breakdown of the entire haircut, which is being edited to perfection, so I can post that for all of you to see Alex Strofe's horrendous haircut.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Really nice. It's really hard to transition. It makes me feel as if I was in the office all day today, whereas I have a job to do right now with KBN Nation with you guys, but all I can think about is the butchered haircut of Alex Strofe.
It's a distraction with a capital D. And I mean, we just have to be professionals. Us three need to be professionals, move past it. We did our job. He's aware of it. It needs to get fixed, and time is of the essence.
It's wild that nobody said anything to you, Strofe.
You're part of that.
Well,
though, dude.
I tried to tell him in the nicest way. I mean, come on now. Y'all saw how happy he was. He was so perked up, and I didn't have the heart to tell him, because I'm telling y'all, when I walked out of the production room, I took one last glance at his head, and I said, I want to say something, but you know when a kid is on 1,000, he was happy. I said, I don't want to be the bully or the one that brings him.
So on Twitter, at Ben Brust, I have the video ready to post. Caption right now I have, is this the worst haircut that has ever been given to a human being? Is that fair?
That's fair.
I mean, you did have one pretty bad one.
Well, I mean, now that we know that the back is bad and the side is bad, it was just one part that was really bad for me. You have two really bad parts. Anything I should add to the caption?
It's not fixable. Maybe is this haircut fixable? Because I don't think it is.
Is this fixable without
a refund?
Yeah.
Is this fixable without shaving it?
Yeah. That's going to be, you're going to have to go to a real expert, Strofe. I mean, someone who you can really trust, because clearly this prison lady and this villain ain't
people
doing
are asking for you to move the YouTube camera on ESPN Milwaukee and Madison to behind your head, so they can just see the back of your head the entire show. Diana McGuanago, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Go ahead.
Hey,
Dirty. I have two things to say. First of all, Ben, is there a day that goes by where you're ever nice to Alex?
Oh, yeah.
And second of all,
right, all the time.
You're supposed to have his back. Yeah. And then second of all, you guys are supposed to have his back instead of insulting him on the air. That's really mean.
Yeah, she's right.
There's a thing called a constructive bullying that I believe in, Dirty Diana. And this is like...
No, wait. Dirty D, did you see it or not?
Yeah, did you see it?
I love you, but you saw it.
If you saw it,
you
would have said.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't care what it looks like. I'm not going to insult the poor man when he's down.
Well, he's a poor man and he's down.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
She called you a poor man.
Yeah.
I love me some Alex Strofe.
I'm going
to be closer to that after
there was
a second
some subliminal messaging.
I love me some Alex Strofe, but even I believe that intervention, It matched how bad the haircut is.
It was necessary.
That's just the thing. It's not just, I think she missed the spot. It's a hack job.
Yeah,
thanks,
it
Brad.
Is.
Sorry,
it is.
Strofe.
I'm shocked you didn't
but
notice
I love
at
you.
All.
It's going to get fit. You're going to look great on Saturday. That?
I don't know. When you look in the mirror when you get done, don't people like just look at their haircuts, turn your head right, turn your head left? Wouldn't you have noticed that?
I feel
something
like
been a little
got,
bit off.
No, Strofe got, he got done dirty by the fact that he got no behind the head mirror. Like she knew she messed up. And she withheld that from him. That final checkpoint, she withheld that from him. And Strofe's he's a joyful, trusting guy. Why wouldn't he trust some lady that has 38 years of experience?
Yeah, he trusts somebody who's been to prison.
He's a victim. He's a victim.
Well, I don't think she had been prior, but...
I'm pretty sure you...
You did say she's been to prison
time. I think she is now.
I thought you said she was...
I'm not going to put her business on the street. She's lovely. I love her. I miss her dearly because this
would
have happened if she was here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She was locked up.
And she was awesome.
Need a hat.
She's my friend. I miss her.
Yeah. Definitely need a hat.
This wouldn't have happened.
On Twitter, at Ben Brust, at KBN ESPN, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, at Alex_Strofe, at Brad Nortmanisms,
at ESPN Kyle W.
I'm deflated.
We'll all have this shared for you to find it, as well as YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I need to take a breath. I need you to tell us about American Family Insurance, Kyle. How you can protect yourself.
They can't protect you from bad haircuts.
If they could offer haircut insurance, I would send Strofe there.
But they can't. But they can offer you so much more, whether it's homeowners insurance, car insurance, renters insurance, life insurance. They have so much under one umbrella with American Family Insurance. And so all you have to do, if you're looking for maybe a car insurance or homeowners insurance, or you want to bundle it, go to AmFam.com today. It's so easy. When you go to AmFam.com, it's so easy to type in. You can get a quote instantly online. And they make it so easy. You just click get a quote, and you fill out some information, and bada boom, bada bang, there it is. You have an instant quote online. But if you're like me, you like to talk to somebody, you can find a local agent near you. It's easier handling business sometimes over the phone, and they got you with American Family Insurance. So always remember to insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit them at AmFam.com today.
It is official on Twitter at Ben Brust. The post has gone through. We give a full breakdown of Alex Strofe's ridiculous haircut. This poor man. Oh my God. It like I'm telling you, it's worse in person and it's horrendous on the video.
Stop.
Did you just see the video? Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, I know. On Twitter at Ben Brust.
You need a hook.
Next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
I have never seen BBL together.
I've seen
BBQ.
Yeah.
Barbecue. I've seen other things like that. I've never seen BBL.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tristan chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Never change the break screen on YouTube. It is just too good. Tony, that haircut looks worse than the Packers' offense.
Dang.
Whoa.
Dang. Dang's right. Although, one would say, like Brad Nortman, he's excited to see what this offense will look like. We'll get to that right now on Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. As Strofe got the world's worst haircut, and that is not one of my favorite words, hyperbolic. That is just the truth. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. And we're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I have an even better picture that Strofe is whipping together for the break screen with better lighting for you to see the full butchering of his haircut. But speaking of his haircut being worse than the Packers' offense, Brad Nortman, you are one who is excited to potentially see what this offense could look like. This may sound weird without Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I mean, I want Josh Jacobs back as soon as possible. I'm going to start with that. However, what do we know about Matt LaFleur? Matt LaFleur is at his best when he's forced to be creative, when he's sort of tied with one arm behind his back. That's when he really gets in his bag. He breaks through from whatever conservative or vanilla game plan he's trying to put together, and I feel like he is at his best. Josh Jacobs, big unfortunate injury for the Green Bay Packers. Now, thankfully, he'll be back soon, it sounds like, iffy for Sunday. If he's not in the lineup, I will be absolutely fascinated and consider me excited for what the offense is going to look like on Sunday. Matt LaFleur will be forced to be creative, which I think he is outstanding at in these situations. And I think it's a good thing to force this passing game to sort of work itself into rhythm. You've got Jordan Love, of course. You've got the guys that you're still trying to work in, figuring out who is going to be the main pass catcher if it's not going to be Tucker Kraft. So, and I think you got to get Jordan Love into a rhythm. Now is the time. Short week coming when you have to go play Detroit on Thanksgiving. So consider me excited if Josh Jacobs is not in the lineup. Again, the Packers are better with him in there. That he needs to come back soon. However, for one game, to see what Matt LaFleur does, pull out creativity, sort of kickstart this passing game, I am absolutely fascinated to see what this offense is going to look like.
No, I'm actually excited to see as well. Not, again, as you said, I want Josh Jacobs to be there, but it forces Matt LaFleur's hand. And I think we've said it before, he's been very, very, not protective, but he hasn't unleashed Jordan Love. And last week when he needed to put the game in Jordan Love's hands, Jordan Love, he
had a great performance, right? He responded with a very good performance for the Green Bay Packers.
Put a dime on Christian Watson. He had time and waited for his receivers to get open and
directing
gave Savion an opportunity to make a 50-50 ball play, and he did.
No,
he was awesome late in that game when they gave it to him to do so.
Again, in his limited opportunities, I think Jordan Love has shined for us, so I think this will be an opportunity for the Green Bay Packers in that offense for Matt LaFleur to finally understand and realize that this offense should be running through the arm of Jordan Love. He is your $55 million a year quarterback, your franchise quarterback. And guess what? Running backs don't win Super Bowls. It's about quarterbacks. And you have a quarterback that has the potential to be a Super Bowl championship type quarterback, but you've been holding him back. So now it's time to unleash the potential and talent in Jordan Love, and let's win with his arm.
And this is how
Can
I feel
please
like
keep going because I'm seeing the break screen being worked on.
This is how I feel like it plays out, right? Right now, it feels like Matt LaFleur feels a sense of obligation to establish the run, and we got to establish the
run.
Got
Josh Jacobs.
Well, and he's a horse.
He is a horse, and you've got him. You might as well use him. And generally speaking, that's the right mentality. However, I think when you are without a guy like Josh Jacobs, everything gets thrown out the window. You have to be creative. You get this offense into flow, and I think it's going to remind Matt LaFleur that, oh, even if Josh Jacobs is in the lineup, I can throw in things that are creative, that are a little bit unconventional, and I can use the things that he does best, also pairing with Jordan Love and rhythm. But sometimes you just need to be reminded of that. You need to be shaken out of your, you know, status quo, so to speak. And right now the status quo is run with Jacobs, throw the ball. I want to see it changed up a little bit. And so then when Josh Jacobs comes back into a lineup, this offense is already kicking in into another gear.
This goes back to when Jordan Love went out early last year, what did this offense look like?
They ran the ball
Malik
crazy
Willis
man.
Came in. They were able to put in some different things. And Matt LaFleur went outside the comfort zone of what he's typically tried to do from a game plan scenario. And I think that's where I land when Brad says he's excited. Because I think we all believe Josh Jacobs is a really good running back in the NFL. We know that. Mm-hmm. We've seen what he can do from leading the league in rushing in then Oakland, maybe Vegas. I don't know when they specifically move. You get the point. To being a 1,000-plus-yard rusher and them leaning on him as Jordan Love was injured and had those nagging injuries throughout the entire year, they've become so reliant on first and second down of just jamming it, trying to establish the run. Where now he's going to be like, okay, I don't have that guy that I know I can rely on for 20 carries a game. Emmanuel Wilson's not built for that. He's been great in spots where he can show that burst. But now with Christian Watson showing what he's been able to do coming off of that ACL, unfortunately, Jaden Reed did post a photo that looked like he was going to play.
Oh, man.
I got
but
so
then
excited.
Matt LaFleur said today that he did not practice, is not clear for practice. But again, if Jordan Love is able to do this with what he had last week, and he was able to do this with the youth that he had in 2023. Let's not forget what he did in those last eight games. The cast of characters.
Lack thereof. They were young. They couldn't run routes. They couldn't get open.
So he's shown the ability, and Matt LaFleur needs to show the ability to work with what's in front of him this coming weekend.
Well, and, you know, the frustrating thing with Matt LaFleur, I think we've been a little bit negative on Matt LaFleur, and I think that's warranted for a coach
sure
of his
is.
Caliber. What's frustrating about Matt LaFleur is we know it's in there, right? Like he is a smart offensive mind. He's put together brilliant games plans. He helped resurrect Aaron Rodgers' career. Obviously, Rodgers had a chip on his shoulder with Jordan Love, but we saw what he could do with Jordan Love, with Josh Jacobs last year. So you know it's in there. So the way the offense is playing this year, you're like, this is not characteristic of this offense or Matt LaFleur. That leads to frustration. So I think when he's forced to get creative, when he's forced to think outside the box and do something a little bit different, that's when he's at his best. And I think that's just a little bit of change that this offense needs to break things up. And then when Matt LaFleur when Josh Jacobs comes back in the lineup, I think they're going to be in a better rhythm. And I think that's going to end up being a positive thing for this team.
You look like the world has ended in front of your eyes. What did your girlfriend text you, Kyle?
Yeah.
About Alex Strofe's haircut. If you're just joining us, that is the worst thing in the world on Twitter at Ben Brust and on the break screen coming up on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison.
The worst thing in the world, he said.
Yeah, she said, poor guy. I think we all just watched the sparkle permanently leave Alex's eyes today.
Permanently?
Permanently. And I mean, it is. I knew when we were going to bring this up to him. I said, do we have to? I said, we're going to destroy the guy. I said, he's going to cry. He's literally, he may not be crying physically on the outside, but on the inside, he is sobbing. Well, absolutely sobbing from this terrible haircut that he
has. And that's the thing. Like, we know Strofe at a deeper friendship-like level, and there's not many people that walk with the joy and optimism that Strofe does.
You're part of the problem. You set him up walking down the stairs. You're like, you're feeling happy today, huh?
Well, yeah.
No, to take the sparkle out of his eye.
No, it was moments before Greg Scalzo walked in the studio. You were introing the show. That's why at the beginning of the show, he didn't say, it's hump day, or one of his Kyle-isms. He said, hey, hello, or whatever he said, because he was talking to me about me being happy, and I was like, yeah, my girlfriend comes home tonight. I'm very happy about that. And, wow.
Yeah, I was
way worse
this
than
too.
I anticipated.
Yeah. So again, on Twitter, at Ben Brust, at KBNESPN.
Well, that's the ambush.
Yeah. Is a video, and I posted the best photo that represents the haircut, where it really just stands out for you to see. But again,
he's a brave soul. I couldn't do it. I couldn't walk around here with a messed up, jacked up haircut like that.
Would you have left?
Oh my gosh. I would have had to get that fixed ASAP. Sitting here for another hour and 45 minutes or whatever it is.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
It'd be agonizing. I would be trying to find places
I love that you're explaining exactly what he's like, doing the next 2 hours and 15 minutes.
This would just be awful. And to know that everybody in the office has been snickering and talking about you
that
the entire day.
I'm surprised.
I was going to tell you, and then others told me I couldn't because I had to do it on the show, and I was like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, Strofe, I'm surprised you haven't raided the prize closet for a hat yet.
Well, no, it would have to cover.
If we're backward, maybe? I don't know.
You got to figure it out.
Oh, we got a hat.
Yeah, it's a beanie. Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee Brewers to the rescue.
Yes. Can you wear that Saturday for the wedding?
A bucket hat at the wedding.
That'd be great. Didn't think something wrong with you, but
something is wrong with him. See his hair.
Yeah, the hair is very, very wrong.
I wish I could give you an Iron Jock hoodie, but I get to give that away. And now you get to do your job with a bad haircut answering the phones for people to win an Iron Jock hoodie. And if you are calling to win this Iron Jock hoodie, please, if you talk to Strofe, let him know what you think of the haircut that he has. Or cheer him up, because he could use an attaboy right now. He's down bad. Iron Jock is amazing. I don't know if you were watching yesterday on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Mass, but I was rocking the Silver Ion Technology black hoodie, and woo, I felt smooth. I felt like I could fly, and I also know that if I wear it when I'm doing athletic activities, I'm not going to stink. 99.9% of bacteria, its odor, it goes away. It goes away with the great quality of Iron Jock's hoodies. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjoc.com. It is amazing. The bacteria that they have with the silver ion doesn't wash out or wear out. And they're introducing this lightweight hoodie that I have a black one of. Wait till you get your hands on this. Let's go with caller 24. Let's put Strofe to work with that bad haircut. Give him something to be distracted about. 800-990-3776. Caller 24 to win an Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. They're absolutely amazing. Caller 24, 800-990-3776. Good luck.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you're still calling, we'll have another one this week, I believe. Still have a chance. Chris, I don't buy it. Nothing can stop the Ben Brust stank. The silver ion technology absolutely can. I can tell you for a fact.
I got to put that one on that you had.
The hoodie?
The lightweight black one, because I got the blue one. That's fantastic.
It's ideal.
By the neck. Ooh.
I love that one, too.
Yeah, very comfortable.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, a Alex Strofe that's down in the dumps, a 2 out of 10 on the life happiness scale after getting a butchered haircut. That's on Twitter at Ben Brust and on the break screen at YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. On a scale of 1 to 10, Strofe, I actually want you to answer because I gave you a 2. I really want to know from you.
Just do the show.
The problem was he was at like a 9. Yeah. 9 or a 10,
nine?
Right? He was walking on sunshine. Oh. His girlfriend's returning
home
tonight.
Oh, you can't pick her up at the airport like you normally do. That's like your tradition.
Well, he got some news, too. Did she like it?
I can still pick her up. It's just...
Are you going to have a haircut before you pick her up?
That is TBD.
Does she like it? Has she seen it yet?
She actually did text me during that commercial break. She just landed at her layover.
And she said, baby, I love you. You look good.
For better or worse.
Not even close. She started with, oof, did they even try to blend your hair?
And no, they clearly didn't.
She said, call in an emergency barber and have them blend that bleep. And then she said, as plain as can be, we have a wedding this weekend. It needs to be fixed by then.
Mm. Wow, there's no, like, compassion.
Standing on business. She's doing all this traveling. The last thing she want to do is come home to a bald head, messed up head.
Yeah, huge weekend coming up. Huge.
Huge. So what are you going to tell her that the house is a mess?
Oh, jeez.
This is a lot to send at one person. That's a lot.
Especially being gone for 4 or 5 days.
You know that feeling when you travel? Like, when you travel, when you come back, like, there's that great feeling of coming home when everything's together.
Yeah.
Like, you clean the house before you leave, so when you come back, it's clean. Or, like, you come see your spouse, and you're excited to see them, but then they, like, that's just not, like, the case here at all.
Here's the thing. At about 12:14, all three of you vowed to maintain professionalism and continue to do your job.
This is our job. this is my job.
You don't think we're being professional? I'm trying to help you out. I feel bad for your lady.
Every one of you needs to call your barber and, like, say, hey, can you please come in right now?
So mine's Mo up might in Grafton. Be able to help
you. Yeah, my like, lady's in Oconomowoc.
I'll pay them. I've got cash.
Oh, she can fix you up for real. For
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
She comes my here, I'll pay them. Too.
Oh, no, she got family.
I mean, I could try to hit up Mo. I mean, I don't know how many white boys' heads he cuts. So it might
he's cut mine.
No, not my.
Mo?
G's Clippers.
I don't go to G's. I go to Mo Cuts. Shout out to Mo Cuts, the barber. Yeah, he'll have you probably with a lower cut. I don't think he uses scissors.
Yeah, we've lost him. We've lost him.
Did your lady text you again?
I do.
No, I just got a text from two different people saying this is where you need to go. I've received several phone calls on that. So
you got plenty of options.
I mean, yeah, but like,
unfortunately, one of the callers told you to go where you went.
I did get a text that said, hey, you should go here. And I said, well, sort of.
Scene of
no.
the crime.
I think we're done going there, actually.
I do want to hear from Matt LaFleur on Rashawn Gary, because I did find it interesting when this was part of the show. I know you got thrown a wrinkle with your hair. Don't give me that look. And I'm going to give a setup here because Mark Tauscher joined us yesterday. And when we talked about Luke Musgrave, who, with Tucker Kraft out, you thought the second-round pick that was picked before Tucker Kraft would be able to step into a role, but his snaps dwindled in that game. And Matt LaFleur talked about how, well, that's not the case. We need to get Luke on the field. That's on me. Mm-hmm. And Tausch had said, well, you can say that, but it's the actions that show me what this is all about. And I kind of feel the same way when I hear this about Rashawn Gary. I went long as hell for that
game. He's never been a huge snap count guy if you look at the course of his career. But yeah, just every game could unfold a little bit differently. And I think JJ, I think he's been doing a heck of a job. So I'd say that's more of just credit to how JJ's gone in there and done his job.
I don't want to hear others doing their job better than the man that you're paying big money to contribute on the edge. Like, Rashawn Gary being not a huge snap count guy, sure. But when Enik Bare is coming in and gaining more snap share, and the guy that is the bulk sack guy, apparently, then disappearing act, then comes out of the blue and does something act, like, you need more consistency from everybody, but especially the one that's the next highest paid next to Micah Parsons on that defensive line. Because Brad's talked about it. He's getting mauled up there. Absolutely mauled. Double, triple teamed, which creates opportunities for the rest of the defensive line to feast. So you can say it's the flow of the game. Come on.
Yeah. You know, it's contracts are interesting in the NFL. I'm looking at top cap hits in 2025 and 2026. Jordan Love, number one cap hit for the Green Bay Packers this year and next year. Who's the second biggest cap hit on the team, do you guys think, this year and next year?
Is it not Micah Parsons?
It's not.
It's Rashawn Gary.
It's Rashawn Gary. Oh, Rashawn
higher
Gary
than Jordan Love?
After Jordan Love, second greatest cap hit is Rashawn Gary this year and next year. And next year, there's legitimate cost savings if they do decide to move on from Rashawn Gary. For all those reasons, the way you've allocated money, draft picks, he's a first-round draft pick and elevated him to having a second contract. He's got to be doing more. Now, he's not playing bad, so to speak. He's getting his, but when so much focus is on Micah Parsons, double teams, triple teams, it lets everybody else have one-on-one battles, and those are the battles that you got to win. So Rashawn Gary has 7.5 sacks this season, but for the life of me, I can't remember one of them. I mean, I really can't. And the fact that in a game where you should be able to get after the quarterback in the New York Giants, how is it that Kingsley Enagbare is taking more snaps than Rashawn Gary? It's just something that I look at and say, if this team and this defense is going to take the next step and develop into a championship contender, Micah Parsons, he's doing the best he can, but you got to have Rashawn Gary, your next best guy, really step up and really become a force. That is when a defense becomes truly dominant. Until then, they can be had.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you, Brad. This is a huge problem. Gary needs to play like a man who's being paid $96 million, because that's exactly what he's being paid. For him to go from having, you know, 7.5 sacks within the first 10 weeks of the season to having 0 sacks in the last 3 games, to only having 7 pressures in the last 3 games, is just atrocious, is egregious, and is inexcusable. Enagbare has basically not passed him up, but they're comparable. What I mean, Enagbare hasn't gotten the sack production, but they have deemed it that they need to have him on the field more. Do you realize week 6, Enagbare only had 14 defensive snaps? He went from 14 defensive snaps week 6 to 6 weeks later. This man is playing more defensive snaps than your stud, your second best stud defensive player.
Well, I was going to say stud.
Pro Bowler, top 15 paid rushing defensive end in the NFL. That is a significant problem. He is not playing up to the contract that he has, and we were talking about this is year 3 of the contract, ain't it?
This is
year 3, yes. And next year, poof, I mean, there's legit cap savings if they decide to
wasted money. Wasted money. If
but
I can
the problem is, do you feel good about everyone else and
got to replace
behind
him?
He is replaceable right now. At this point, the level that he is playing at, if he can't get his production back up to where he did the first couple weeks of the season, if he can't get it back to that, then we're having another season of inconsistency. We've talked about it coming into this year. He's never had a season where he had double digit sacks, and we thought there was a shoo-in this year to get to double digit.
He still can.
You know, I'm not saying that he can, but I'm saying when you have basically 3 weeks without one single sack, you would think you can at least fall into at least one to get a little bit closer.
He fell into the ball that Micah Parsons punched out or Edgar Cooper punched out.
Yeah, he did get a fumble recovery, which is great. Glad you got it. You know, you're the ball king for the day. But overall, this production is not good for the Green Bay Packers because you paid Micah Parsons understanding that he can free up everybody else. When Micah Parsons is being triple team and you have one-on-one opportunities, you need to win those one-on-one opportunities more often than not. And in the last 3 weeks, we have not seen that from Rashawn Gary. With the span of games they have coming up, this Packer team needs for him to step up in order for them to be successful. Because if he does not step up, you're going to see quarterbacks like Jared Goff have a good day. We might see Caleb Williams have a good day. Hell, J.J. McCarthy may have a good day against the Green Bay Packers. If Rashawn Gary does not step up, if he does not step up and play his role and play his part and be the sack guy that we need him to be, you're paying him too much damn money not to be making an impact each and every single week.
It's all started to add up, guys. I'm looking at the live read sheet for the day, and Strofe was definitely in a good mood today because he put all the live reads in next to each great partner of ours. It says Benny, Bradley, Mr. Wallace. Yeah.
He was singing today. He was singing, Sunday morning rain is falling. He was singing, were you not?
Room 5?
Ooh. I love that song.
He was singing. He was on, listen.
I was in a great mood today.
He really was.
Today was the best mood I've been in all week, for sure.
Wow.
He came up to me 4 or 5 times. He said, hey.
Then you ambushed me.
We did. Somebody said, is Echo Karma Brands, is one of the core values compassion? And I said, hell no.
Clearly.
Honesty.
Definitely not. Yeah, honesty.
We were very honest with you at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
But not the 18 hours prior.
Poor guy.
Wow. What do I do? I'm trying to fix my problem back here, and I'm not getting very far.
Just find a recommended barbershop to go to and make sure the lady is under the age of 60.
Yeah.
There's public reviews out there.
Ask her, do you have 20/20 sight?
Honestly, if I had clippers, I could do a better job than what she did.
Wow.
I don't even want to test that theory because I think you're probably right.
The thing is, it's one thing to have a blank canvas and cut hair.
Yeah, that's the issue.
It's another thing to have a piece. and you're trying to then recreate it.
And there's just not a lot of hair back there right now, so I'm probably going to have to get like a skin fade, and I've never had a skin fade.
I'm not going to lie. I am a little worried about how short it all is all the way up to the top, because it's just going to have to be hard to fix.
It's going to be like a summer cut. That's what it's having to be like.
Which is fine. I'm wearing a suit, so it'll make me look a little bit more slender.
I thought you were going to wear a bucket hat to the wedding now.
Well, while they're fixing it.
Snapback?
They should probably fix the front, too. She left way too much on the front.
And on the right side or left side.
I asked for more off on the front, but she talked me out of that.
Oh, you let her? Oh, no.
Well, I didn't know she was bad.
She said, sweetheart, you're good.
I said, honey, I've been doing this for
40 years. Just trust me.
And that's I said, you're the professional. I pay you.
You should go back. You should go say, look what you did to me.
I can't do confrontation. I'm just going to pay for another haircut.
You a good one.
Wow.
In 2 minutes, I do want to discuss the upcoming schedule for the Green Bay Packers. 3 straight divisional games. Now, obviously, the safe pick here is to say, hey, I think they go 2-1. But if you had to decide, 3-0 or 1-2 in the next 2 games, what do you say? In 2 minutes, I find out from you, 800-990-3776. And just go to YouTube and look at his hair next.